Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance brings you in just a moment Miss Shirley Booth in the romantic comedy Bachelor Mother. But first, latest reports from doctors on the 14-day palm olive plant.
Los Angeles reports better complexions for 64%.
Cleveland reports better complexions for 75%.
In city after city, doctors tested the 14-day palm olive plant on all types of skin. And 2 out of 3 of all women tested got better complexions in 14 days.
What is this 14-day palm olive plant?
Wash your face 3 times a day with palm olive soap. Then each time take 60 seconds more to massage palm olive's lovely soft lather onto your skin as you would a cream. Then rinse. This cleansing massage with palm olive's lather brings your skin its full beautifying effect.
See what palm olive can do for your skin in 14 days. Remember, doctors prove palm olive's beauty results.
Tonight and every Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you The Theater of Romance, featuring each week your favorite stars in your favorite stories and plays, especially adapted for radio. And here is your host of the evening to tell you about tonight's presentation, Bachelor Mother, starring Shirley Booth.
Good evening. The story of Bachelor Mother starts on Christmas Eve, any Christmas Eve that you happen to fancy before Christmas 1941. Miss Polly Parrish is young and pretty and striving desperately to make a place for herself in New York. She's managed to find a job for herself at John B. Merlin & Sons department store for the Christmas rush. But on this day before Christmas, she's received her salary and...
Your services are no longer required as of the end of this week. This dismissal is no reflection on you, since your employment here was only for the holiday season. We hope you enjoyed your stay with us. Merry Christmas. John B. Merlin & Sons. Well, I guess that's that.
At noon, Polly goes disconsolately out to lunch. She's passing the steps of the Atkins Foundling home when she sees a woman place a baby on the doorstep, ring the bell, and run.
Hey, come back here. Don't you dare leave your baby. Come back here.
Oh, poor little thing. Don't cry. Don't cry. Here, come on. Come on, Polly, I'll pick you up. Oh, that's better.
Won't you come in? Huh? And bring your baby.
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You don't... This isn't my baby. I was just passing by on the street when...
Right in here, please. The doctor will speak with you.
Take your finger out of your mouth, baby. What's the matter? You hungry?
Sit down. Your name, please?
Polly Parrish. Take your finger out, baby.
Are you employed anywhere?
I'm at Marlin's. That's a good baby. See, doctor, he took it out.
Now, about your baby.
Oh, this isn't my baby. It was on the doorstep outside.
We understand your problem, Miss Parrish. You can be frank with us.
No, really, a woman left it on the doorstep. I thought it would roll off.
Well, we're only here to help you, my dear. We're your friends.
But look here, this is ridiculous. This isn't my baby, whether you believe it or not. Now, you take this baby and do whatever you want with it. My responsibility is finished.
Miss Parrish!
Now, isn't that a sad case?
Pathetic. Well, anyway, we know she works at Merlin's, and they're a very charitable family. I'll go over right after lunch.
Miss Parrish, please come with me. You're wanted in young Mr. Merlin's office immediately.
Miss Parrish?
Yes?
You received a notice today saying you were discharged. It was a mistake. Will you excuse us? The job is yours for as long as you care to have it. And you're being raised $5 a week starting as of last week. Is that satisfactory? Well, what do you say, Miss Parrish?
I thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. But merely getting your job back and an increase is not your real Christmas present.
No?
No. Your Christmas present is probably the greatest gift a woman could possibly have. I almost envy you. Yes, I do envy you.
Really?
When you go home tonight, you'll get your Christmas present. You may go back to your department now, Miss Parrish. Well, what do you say?
Thank you very much.
I want to wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
I can just see the look on your face tonight. I can just hear the thrilled music of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good night, Fred. I won't ask again because it's late, you know, and tomorrow being Christmas and all. Thanks for a lovely evening, though.
Hey, thanks for cutting a few rugs with me, Polly. You know, you're really a smooth little dancer.
Thanks. Well, good night, Fred. See you at the store on Monday.
Yes, yeah, sure. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Oh, no!
Well, this is a fine time to be getting in, Miss Parrish.
Mr. Merlin, how did you get in here?
The landlady was kind enough to let us in out of the cold. The baby and I have been waiting for you for exactly 3 hours. Where have you been?
Out dancing. What business is that of yours? What are you doing in my apartment with that baby?
That's a fine way to speak of your child, that baby, and on Christmas, too.
Now, see here. That is not my baby. I am not its mother.
Well, I've seen some low things in my time, but this exceeds anything.
Now, you listen to me. Neither you or that foundling home are going to palm off that baby on me.
Is that so? Well, you listen to me. You're fired.
I am
you
not...
You have an obligation to that child. Fulfill it. Good day. Well, have you made up your mind to ask for your job back, or are you going to starve for a while first?
Well, I'd like to have my job back. You see, I'm not as bad as you think, Mr. Merlin.
Well, that's better. I'm only doing this for your own good, you know. As the years go by, you'll realize what a terrible thing I've saved you from doing.
There was no one I could turn to.
Oh. Well, isn't there some legal way to make him support the baby?
I won't have anything to do with him. You see, he used to beat me.
No.
Yeah. See that scar near my hairline?
Yes.
Coffee pot.
You poor child. Well, I'll be going. Better get some sleep. Now, don't worry about anything. The whole store is behind you.
Thank you, Mr. Merlin.
That's all right. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Use Colgate tooth powder. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning. And use it at night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Romance is the seasoning of love. Romance is the winning ticket in the lottery of marriage. Romance is, say, wait a minute. Are you ready for romance? Quite ready? Then take a hint. Don't let that little breath of trouble come between you. I mean, don't let unpleasing breath ruin your romance. Remember this, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So the thing to do, of course, is brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. No dentifrice at any price will clean your teeth more quickly and thoroughly. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate
tooth powder. Now, the second act of Bachelor Mother, starring Shirley Booth. Our scene opens in the toy department of John Merlin and Son several days later.
Well, good morning, Miss Parrish. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Mr. Merlin. I can hear you all right, but I can't see you. I haven't slept for 2 nights.
Why not?
The baby's been crying.
Is it sick?
No, it's just being a baby.
Well, you'll manage. Being a mother's a natural instinct.
So sleep.
Well, there can't be much to it. Everybody here was a baby, and they all got over it.
I'll remember that.
If you're going to be home tonight...
Oh, I'm going to be home tonight. I'm home every night. My landlady takes care of the baby during the day, but I have to take over at night.
Well, I'll come up for a while. I found a little book in the baby department that might help. How to Bring Up Your Baby Scientifically by Dr. Ernest Eggleman. Everything you have to know is right here, Miss Parrish.
Well, you go ahead and feed him. I mean, you go ahead and read while I feed him. He's hungry.
Wait a minute. How do you know you're doing that right?
Well, there's nothing scientific in this. The baby opens his mouth, I put the food in, he swallows it, and from there on, he's on his own.
That's what you think. We'll just have a look at what Dr. Eggleman says about feeding. Feeding, let's see now, Oh, here we are. Now, listen. After the food is prepared, the mother will, A, get a spoon.
Wonderful. How did he ever think of that?
B, take a spoonful of food and place on a piece of gauze.
What?
Piece of gauze.
What for?
And gently rub into stomach.
What? What's that?
And gently rub into stomach.
But that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. That's probably to adjust the temperature of the baby's stomach to the food. I think it's very logical.
Well, I never heard of such a thing.
Now, don't make out that you know more than a doctor and a printed book on the subject.
Well, I know I'm not rubbing any oatmeal into this baby's stomach. Who is this Dr. Englefoot, anyway? Give me that book. Mr. Merlin, look.
Well, what do you know? The pages are stuck together. What do you think of that?
To relieve gas on child's stomach, it is suggested that a soft, warm oil be applied to soft gauze and rubbed gently into stomach.
Well, now, isn't that funny?
It certainly is. If the page had said, hang baby by neck, you'd still thought it very scientific. I'll feed this baby my way. You wind up his duck. Come on, he loves to watch it.
But just because those pages were stuck together is no reason to condemn this book entirely.
Now you've broken the baby's duck.
Well, the duck was defective. Where did you buy it?
John B. Merlin and Son.
Have it exchanged tomorrow.
Ha ha.
What's the matter with our exchange department?
They don't exchange anything. I'll throw the duck away and buy a new one.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll exchange it for you.
Oh, yes, I imagine you could get it exchanged. Probably for a piano.
I'll show you that I can have it exchanged without anybody recognizing me. I'll do it tomorrow morning.
Mr. Merlin, I never recognized you with the dark glasses and the fake mustache. Say, the exchange window is right over there.
All right, now, you just watch me exchange this duck. Stay right by me.
Yeah, all right.
Only get against the wall so the clerk can't see you through the wicket.
All right.
I have a duck here I'd like to have exchanged.
Certainly, sir. What's your complaint?
It's broken.
I can see that. May I see the sale slip?
Have you got a sale slip, Miss Parrish?
I threw it away.
You should have kept it. I threw it away.
You should have kept it.
How did I know the duck was going to break?
How did I know the duck was going
to
break?
It's clearly printed on the slip that it's to be kept for 30 days.
You can't expect me to keep a slip for everything I buy.
You can't expect me to keep a slip for everything I buy. My house would be full of them.
Certainly the house would be full of them.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't make the rules for the store. They're made by the executive office.
I don't care about the executive office. I want another duck.
Well, you're not going to get it by shouting.
I'll say you're not or any other way.
That's what you think. I'm exchanging this for a new duck, and you straighten it out any way you like.
Hey, what are you doing with those ducks?
I'm taking one.
Oh, a shoplifter. Hey, Max, shoplifter!
Let me up, you fool! Let me up! Let me up!
Mr. Merlin, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. I thought it was a customer.
A customer? You're lucky it was me. A customer would sue the store. How dare you knock me down? What's your name?
Fred.
How long have you had this job?
A week.
I've been trying to place your voice, and now I know where I've heard it. You were out with Miss Parrish on Christmas Eve, weren't you?
Well, yes, sir.
What did you do a week ago before you became assistant floor walker?
As a stock clerk.
Well, I've got a little secret to tell you. You're still a stock clerk.
I'll trouble you for your carnation. You're a disgrace to the toy department.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll fix that wise guy. I'll fix him. See if this note sounds all right to you, Mike.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Merlin Sr., this is to let you know that you're a grandfather. Your son and a certain girl whose name I will not mention because I am not a rat have a baby. How do you like that, you stuffed shirt? Signed a friend. P.S. If you don't believe me, just ask him.
Well, sounds all right to me, Fred. Are you going to mail it?
I'm
going to
mail it right now. I'll show that wise guy.
What are you reading there, Dad? A mash note?
Nothing.
You can stop the car and let me out at the corner, Dad. I think I need a little walk. I'm sort of a dull sermon.
All right, son. Stop at the corner, Hobbs.
See you at lunch.
Yeah.
So long, Dad.
Follow him, Hobbs.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Follow my son and keep out of sight.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Polly.
Oh, hello.
You mind if I wheel the carriage?
No, not at all.
Well, Polly, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
I don't think it's a good idea to bring up any baby without a father. And, of course, you want a good substantial father with a good background and enough money to send the baby through college and...
Did you have someone in mind like that, Mr. Merlin?
Well, yes, in a manner of speaking. You see, Polly...
Good morning.
Morning.
How old is your baby?
He's 7 months.
How old is yours? Junior's only 6. They seem to be about the same size, don't they?
Yeah.
Have you much trouble with him?
Oh, no, none at all.
Our doctor says Junior is a perfect physical specimen. Does your baby stand up yet by himself?
Well, no.
He doesn't?
No.
Junior does. He's a month younger. Oh. I wouldn't be too discouraged, though. Some babies are more backward than others, but they can outgrow it.
Does your baby talk?
At 6 months? Of course not. No baby talks that young.
This one talks.
I can't imagine it. At 7 months?
He's been talking for a month.
Well, it's a little difficult to believe, but of course, if you say so.
Well, he not only speaks, he speaks very well. He can recite the first line of Gunga Din. You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. That's as far as he goes. He's a very bright baby.
That's not the first line of Gunga Din.
It isn't? I'll say, he isn't as bright as I thought.
Good day.
You didn't have to make it ridiculous.
Well, to get back to what I was saying, now we're alone.
Hello, David.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just strolling around.
Polly, this is my father, Miss Parrish. Father.
How do you do, Mr. Merlin?
How do you do, Miss Parrish? And who is this?
This is Miss Parrish's little boy.
A boy? Well, would you mind, if I was very careful, would you let me hold him just a minute?
Oh, of course.
Uh-oh. I'd know that chin anywhere. What's his name?
John.
John. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that anyway.
Say, what's got into you?
Is there something I can do for you?
You've done it. I wouldn't keep the baby out any longer. I think it's getting chilly.
Dad, you're acting very strangely. What's the matter?
I'll discuss this with you at home. Goodbye, Miss Parrish.
Well, what's got into him?
Holy mackerel. He thinks I... see you later, Polly. Dad! Hey, Dad!
What do you suppose I've been waiting 20 years for? Why, a grandson. You're going to marry that girl. You're going to bring my grandson into this house.
Dad, you haven't any grandson.
The least you can do is not deny it. I saw him with my own eyes. I saw you with the girl. I saw you wheeling the baby.
That is not my baby. I am not its father.
Why, if I saw that baby on a desert island, I'd know it was my grandson. He looks exactly like me. And I'm taking that child. I'll get him if I have to go to the Supreme Court.
It is still not my baby.
You're crazy. That's what's the matter with you. You're unbalanced. You don't know your own child when you see it.
I think I'm going crazy.
Oh, golly, I wish I could have seen that. I couldn't convince you that the baby wasn't mine. And when you had the same problem, you didn't do any better.
This is no laughing matter, Polly. Father says he's going to take the baby away from you. He won't believe the truth. He's gone off his head.
You Polly, listen to me. This is all your fault. You got me into this. Now you get me out of it. Go on. Go on right now.
Well, Polly, I'm going to do everything I can.
Well, will you go and do it instead of just talking about it? Your father's not going to get this baby. I'll call the police. I'll call
Polly,
the FBI.
Polly, darling, please listen to me. I don't want him to take your baby away from you. And he had a wonderful suggestion.
What?
He suggested we get married.
Married?
Sure. Oh, Polly, I thought I was going through all this because I wanted to help you. But when I got to thinking about it, I realized it's because I've been in love with you all along. Polly, don't you think you could possibly find room in your heart for both the baby and me?
Well, I don't know. You have a very strange idea about raising children. But on the other hand, I've grown sort of attached to you. Even, you might say, sort of fond of you.
Polly. Polly, darling. Then it's all right?
I could answer that better if you kissed me once.
Darling.
Aha! I knew it!
Dad, I want to confess something. I am the father of that child.
Those are the truest words that have passed your lips in ours. Come on, let's take my grandson and his mother home. We should all be under one roof.
David, you're sure you're willing to spend your life with a ready-made family?
If the family is you and Johnny, I am.
Once more, for the last time, I'm not that baby's mother.
I don't care who's the mother or the father, as long as I'm the grandfather.
Use Colgate tooth powder.
Did you hear about Alice? I mean Alice from Dallas. Listen, men asked Alice out only once. Now, there's no malice in Alice. It's just that, well, when she reaches for romance, it isn't there. And a little breath of trouble is to blame. Well, don't let it happen to you. I mean, don't let unpleasing breath ruin your romance. I'll tell you what, brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. Scientific tests prove that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So use Colgate tooth powder for all it's worth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Next Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance will bring you Intermezzo, starring Ralph Bellamy. Until then, this is your host, saying good night and wishing you love.
Richard Collmer played the role of David and Jack McBride the role of J.B. The adaptation was written especially for this program by Gene Holloway and was based on the motion picture produced by RKO, whose latest production is None But the Lonely Heart, starring Cary Grant. The music was composed and conducted by Ben Ludlow. And the entire production was directed by Mark Lowe.